what would you do to get the impurities out of the milk?
You pasteurize it.
Or long time ago,
long time ago, you drank it from the cow.
Well, they put a cloth, if they got a little hair in it.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, you'd strain it. Be sure to strain it. Now, I've got to have my milk strained good. Well, when they begin to have children, that we all of our cows are tested in Mississippi, don't you see, for bangs and TB and what have you. Well, but to be sure, when these children started, we bought a pasteurizer. We pasteurize because we drink our own milk. Yeah, we pasteurize it.
You do?
Yeah.
You pasteurize your own milk?
Yeah, drink our own milk.
Oh, shoot, I was going to ask you for a glass of that good old cold milk that hadn't been pasteurized.
Well, you do. If you want to take this good sweet milk.
Yeah. You don't keep any of that, huh?
Yeah, I've got some of that. You want to drink of that?
Well, maybe. But I sure love one,
yeah. Yeah, but not straight from the cow.
Oh, you mean it's been pasteurized, right?
Mm-hmm. But it's good.
It tastes just like the milk you buy in the store, though, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't to me, because it's better. I'll get you a glass.
Would you mind? Here. Would you mind me trying some? Okay, now some of the things that you would fix, like this would have a crust on the top, and maybe a couple of layers in it. Nothing on the, no crust on the bottom. Be cooked in a deep dish.
That is a pie.
Would you cook any different types of something that wouldn't have a crust on the bottom, it just have a little?
Yeah, that's where I cook my peach pies and apple pies, pan pie.
Yes.
Pan pie. We call it deep dish pie, pan pie.
You do?
Yeah, deep dish pie, pan pie that has no bottom crust.
Yes.
Just line the side of your pan and a top on it. That's all it has. Just the crust. That's what we call a deep dish pie.
Yes. Now, do you eat pretty regular? In other words,
I have to eat regular. A diabetic has to have 3 meals a day if it isn't but a little. But they've got to eat 3 times a day.
Okay. Now, food taken between regular meals, you call it?
Snack.
Yeah.
Call it a snack.
What do you drink for breakfast, maybe?
Well, I had to quit drinking coffee after I had this hiatal hernia. I had to quit drinking coffee.
Really?
Uh-huh. So, I just drink water or milk. Milk. You know, if you get old, you got to drink 3 or 4 cups of milk a day, don't you see? Yeah, so that's the best food, so
yes.
I drink milk. With this thing, my daughter has one when she told me when she visited me in the spring. I told her I was having trouble, and she said, I knew I didn't have any heart trouble. And you think that's enough, ma'am?
That was delicious, yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm glad you liked it. And
that's mighty good milk.
She said, well, you just quit. And coffee, child, it's hot or cold. I drink coffee. I reckon I drink some days 8 or 10 cups. And it hadn't bothered me. The thing about it hadn't bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never chewed, dipped, or drank, or smoked, nothing. So I said, I reckon the Lord just good to me.
But you still drink coffee, or you?
Drink Coke occasionally. I'm trying to keep cranberry juice. I don't like nothing but cran. I don't like the cran apple. All old folks, this daughter of mine who's a nurse told me to keep that much as I could, to drink cranberry juice. It's good for you after you're 55 years old. There's something in cranberry juice that isn't in vitamins, that isn't anything else.
Well, you know what my granddaddy said, he swore he had the best thing for arthritis that you could ever find. He'd mix orange juice and Sirto.
Uh-huh.
And cod liver oil together.
Oh, good night.
And drink that down.